All right, guys, and welcome to our last Q&A episode in the month of March. We've had some really good questions this month. I think the one we did last week, that one's maybe my favorite so far, but this is a really good one. And it's actually two questions that I think are going to have a similar answer. So I'll read both and then we'll get into it. But just so you guys know, we really enjoy answering your questions on the podcast. There's kind of two ways to get that done. So the first is to reply to any email that you get from Train Hard or Jason Kalipa with a question that you have. If you're not getting our emails, then you absolutely have to go to the link in the show notes. It's going to say Never Zero Newsletter. Sign up for that. And that's where you start getting emails. You can reply with a question. And then we pick out a few every month to answer. We also sometimes put a question sticker on Instagram so you can put your question in there. But the better way to do it is sign up for the newsletter and reply to those. But let's get into this one, Jay. So the two questions that we were talking about that I think are going to have very similar answers. The first one is, how do you help your wife find her way to help her achieve her goals? And the second one is how to get relatives slash coworkers on the path for a healthy life without forcing it on them. So similar in that, how to get relatives, like a wife would obviously fall into that category. But essentially the question is, man, how do you get the people that you hold near and dear to your heart when you know that like fitness, nutrition, sleep, all these things are like, you're doing it. You're feeling good. You're seeing the changes. How do you get the people that you want? You're like, this is so powerful. Like, I want you to do it. But how do you do that when they're potentially not ready without like forcing them or strong arming them to do something?
Dude, this is like, if I had the complete answer to this, I would be such a happy person, right? I would be so much happy. I would be so happy if I knew the exact answer to this question. I wish I could bundle up the benefits you see from being on the path and be able to like put it into someone's like almost like a, like augmented reality, right? Where you could like take like AR goggles or VR goggles, whatever you want to call them, and you put them on someone like, wow, I feel this way. I look at the, wow, okay, dude, but you can't. And the harder you push, the more they pull. The harder you push, the more they walk away. And so I think that what I've learned, and I've learned this the hard way, and we've talked about this on this podcast, but I think it's all about just setting the example. It's all about just continuously showing up. It's about you leading. And then when people are ready to have really good conversations with them in a very understanding way. And it's about you being really careful about the words you use, the way you describe things, and making the way you feel about fitness and health inclusive and not judgy or exclusive. And I know that sounds super fluffy, but it's the truth, because people pick up on what happens. If they hear you talk about things and they feel like you're an elitist around it, if they feel like you're over the top about it, which chances are you could be compared to most people, all that's going to do is draw them further and further away from where you want them to go. The secret is just try and keep a lot of your own opinions to yourself for the most part until they come and ask you about it, and continue to lead and be an inspiration, bring a positive atmosphere, bring a positive energy. And people are like, dude, why does that guy always seem like he's just low key? He seems controlled. Why does he look like that? Why is he so comfortable? And then all of a sudden they start asking you questions, and that's a good opportunity to talk. But the more you try and preach, the further they're going to go away. And that's just what I've learned the hard way. And so that's in a nutshell, my answer.
Yeah, man. I think, like you said, it starts with setting the example. Like you're not going to get anywhere if you're not just living what you're trying to get other people to do and showing them that like, this is what makes me feel this way, look this way, so on and so forth. So if you're not doing the work, that's obviously the first step. I think that the one piece that is super important that you didn't mention that I've learned, because I think that this is also a really relatable question, because we all have someone. Like we all have someone in our life that we're like, if you just did it, like you'd be in such a better place. And I want you to be in that better place. Like I would give anything for you to just like see how powerful this stuff is and make even like little changes.
Worse, bro, I don't know if you've had this, but like even worse, you're like, oh, I can't go do that. Like I can't, like where they say, I can't go do something. Mm. And you know, the reason why they can't go do it is because they don't feel comfortable in their ability. You're like, fuck.
I know. Yeah. Like missing out on experiences, missing out on like things because they're being limited by whether it's actually their physical ability or just their confidence or whatever. Right. But what I was going to say is I think that the thing that we can all do better and I've learned this as well, is like not taking for granted the small steps forward and victories that that person might have, and like celebrating the shit out of it. Like, because I think that at the end of the day, if you force people or try and guilt them or constantly be like, eat healthier, don't eat that, work out, go to the gym, this and that, like there's going to be resistance. But we take for granted the fact that, like, you know, if someone starts walking a little bit more, or they're going to be better about drinking water, like something really minor that for us wouldn't be a big deal, right? Because we've built those habits, like whatever. I think that acknowledging the fact and like giving them kudos and like really celebrating the fact that they're doing something in the right direction, like saying that you're proud of them, whatever, I think that that goes a long way. And sometimes we don't do that enough, because the small changes would be small changes for us, but they're really big changes and big victories for them. And I think that if you put yourself in that perspective and become more supportive and their biggest cheerleader when they do even the smallest thing in the right direction, and don't just like, well, obviously you would do that, I think that that could go such a much longer way than constantly telling them what they're not doing.
Yeah. I mean, and something else I would just add is like so recently almost the whole family has picked up golf, and
Big golfers, the Kalibas.
Bro, I never would have thought in 100 years we'd golf, right? Ever. Oh my gosh. But by finding something that's an outdoor outlet that the family can connect over, it becomes a byproduct. You get some more physical activity. And especially if you're using like push cart instead of like a golf cart, right? You're pushing the cart. And, you know, so something I didn't take into consideration until recently is that we look at fitness in terms of like the gym or walking or whatever it might be. But a lot of people have no interest at all in going to the gym or working out. They just don't care. And they've never been raised in a way that working out was even like a thing. But a lot of people can relate to sports. So something I think that we could do a better job of is identifying sports that are inclusive, like tennis, pickleball, golf. You can name a bunch of sports that many people can do, and at least they're outdoor physical activities. And what's interesting about that, even, I don't know, maybe bocce ball is a little extreme case. I mean, that's not really too aggressive. But even when you're doing these like physical activities, if you get people interested in them, it could spark that idea like, oh, I want to get better at my golf game. I can't make it 6 holes walking. Well, I'm going to start walking more outside of golf. And so I guess the point I'm trying to make is like, even though many people are inspired by the gym, like you and I, and we love hitting it, we love getting after it, some people look at the gym or even the garage and like, dude, I don't want to have anything to do with that. It brings me no fulfillment. But maybe there's a sport that can give them fulfillment, even swimming or whatnot. And so how do you encourage your family to go do that as an outlet together? And then that could lead you to that snowball effect, is something that recently with golf that I'm thinking about.
I think it's a perfect example, man. Perfect example in that, like, what we want is for the people closest to us to be active, because them being active is going to be great for their health. It's going to help them live a longer, healthier life. Like, that's what we want. And sometimes, you know, we place our biases of what fitness is on people. Like, for me, fitness is getting in a really like A+ like bodybuilding session, feeling like I did a lot of work, like being a little sore the next day, like sweating. Like, that to me is like, I did it today. I checked off my box. But that's not what it has to be for other people, man. Like, for other people, it's getting outside, spending time in the sun, taking the dogs for a long walk. And like, you acknowledging that and like encouraging them, joining them to do that, like getting a little bit outside of like something that I haven't done a good job of in the past, getting outside of like your rigid like view of what fitness and activity is supposed to be, to join them on the things that they're doing so that they feel like, you know, you're participating in it and encouraging it, like that could go a long way. Like, if you really are trying to help them, you know, move in the right direction, be healthier, like, you know, maybe substitute one of the workouts that you're doing every week, if you really enjoy working out, for saying, hey, let's go for a walk, and put a ruck on and join them and like hold them accountable to something that they're going to enjoy, as opposed to being like, do you want to join me in the gym or are you out? You know, because that's a step too far for a lot of people. It just is.
Yeah. And I kind of learned that through jiu-jitsu. Like, I've tried to invite people to jiu-jitsu. It's just, I even know for myself.
You try to get me into jiu-jitsu all the time. It's a step like 40 yard. Like, dude, with Ashley, I've probably mentioned it to her like two or three times, but the way she talks, like, I know I'm not going to get her to jiu-jitsu. Like it's never going to happen. So I just let it go. And I've had to take that same perspective for some people on like the garage or the gym. And for others, that's not the case, but for some people that is. And so meeting them where they're at and identifying other things, it could snowball. And I think the reason why this is so fresh in my mind is like, for a while we were doing this with tennis, but the golf is by far the best example ever because you're getting in some good movement and then it starts opening up people's eyes like, oh, I want to get better at this thing about it. Well, shit. Okay. Maybe we should lift some weights. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Find a way to encourage it, not, you know, try and force it. I think that that's just what it comes down to, man.
Hey, but, if TaylorMade wants to sponsor the podcast, please let me know, or Titleist. I've been using my buddy's golf clubs and he's like a scratch golfer. So they're like these like super thin blades, like super legit clubs. And I think if I had wider clubs, I'd probably be getting a hole in one every single time. So maybe that's what I need.
You heard it here. Hole in one Kaliba. That was a fun question to answer, but that wraps it for our Q&A episodes in March. Again, I love answering these questions. Make sure you get on our email list. Make sure you're sending us your questions. Anything else, Jay?
Hole in one Kaliba out.